Okay, so have you ever heard of a corporate hiring freeze?
Oh, yeah.
They're basically these, pretty much what they sound like.
Right.
The company's saying, like, hey, we're not hiring anybody right now.
Yeah.
But the problem is, what if you need workers?
Yeah, especially if your business is doing really well.
Like, you've got more orders than you could fill, but your hands are tied.
Yeah.
So, how do you get out of that jam, you know?
Apparently.
Well, today, we're going to dive into a really interesting case study about a major power sports vehicle manufacturer.
Okay.
Now, this company, they have over 16,000 employees.
Wow.
They have multiple factories. They make all sorts of cool stuff, right? But they found themselves in this exact predicament.
Yeah. I mean, it's a classic problem, actually. Booming business, but restrictions on hiring.
Yeah, and in this case, they couldn't just ignore it. They really needed more workers.
Right.
So, enter Doherty Staffing Solutions.
Okay.
Ever heard of them?
Yeah, I have. They're a big staffing agency.
Yeah, and they came up with this pretty ingenious solution. I like to call it a workaround.
A workaround.
Yeah, it's almost like a loophole. They basically stepped in as the employer of record.
Oh, interesting. So the manufacturer gets a workforce, but Doherty handles all the HR headaches?
You got it. Like onboarding benefits, all that jazz.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll take care of it. You just build the power sports vehicles.
Makes sense.
I guess
So how many workers are we talking about here?
over 90.
Wow, that's a lot.
And get this. They were spread across six different facilities
Okay.
in five different states.
Wow, that's impressive. They already really stepped up.
Yeah, they did. And here's the kicker.
What's that?
The manufacturer had already screened and chosen the workers they needed.
Oh, okay.
So Doherty offered them a reduced rate.
Smart. So it's tailored to the situation.
Yeah, it's like, you get a suit, a tailor makes it just for you.
Exactly.
This isn't just like some off-the-rack solution. It's customized.
Very cool. And it seems like it worked out pretty well for the manufacturer.
Oh, it did. They blew past their production
Good
goals,
for them.
and they kept their high standards for quality and safety, which is huge.
Absolutely.
It makes you wonder, though, is this just like a one-time thing?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or is this the future of work?
Right. Are we seeing a shift toward more flexible staffing solutions?
Yeah. Because things change so fast these days.
All the time.
Companies need to be able to adapt, like that.
Snaps finger.
Like snaps fingers. Yeah.
I think there are definitely some pros and cons to this kind of approach,
Oh, for sure.
Like legally speaking, there can be some issues with co-employment.
Right.
And sometimes workers might feel less connected to the client company since they're technically employed by the staffing agency.
Yeah, I could see that. But on the flip side, using an employer of record can really reduce liability for the client
Definitely.
and give them that flexibility to scale up or down quickly.
Right. And in a volatile market, that can be incredibly valuable.
Yeah, for sure. So what's the big takeaway here? I think it's about challenging the way we think.
Absolutely. Sometimes the best solutions are outside the box, you know?
Like ditch the rule book and get creative.
Exactly.
So the question is, will we see more of this in the future? Will the employer of record model become the norm?
It's hard to say for sure. But it's definitely a trend to watch. And it raises even bigger questions about the future of work itself.
Yeah, like how will this impact both companies and employees in the long run?
Right, exactly. It's something we all need to be thinking about. So much to consider, eh?
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course, this was great.
It was my pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Until next time.
See ya.
Bye.